Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March has been returned to the United States to face federal criminal prosecution. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been charged with transporting illegal immigrants into the U.S.
We're grateful to President Bukele for agreeing to return him to our country.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that Abrego Garcia is part of a mass smuggling ring.
They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Looks like Garcia has gone from the frying pan to the fire, because even though he will get his chance in court, he's now facing a lengthy federal indictment, which could end him up in prison for many years.
This case has been at the center of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The race for governor in Wisconsin for 2026 is currently up in the air. Joanne Krulotz reports.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
You have a few more days to participate in the Village Transportation Survey in Port Edwards. The Village Board is conducting the survey in an effort to make the village safer and more accessible for everyone. The key focus is the Safe Routes to School initiative. The Village is starting this with North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. It's important for families and caregivers in the Village of Port Edwards to share their thoughts about the safety of the routes their children take to school. These responses will help the board make decisions on improvements to walking and biking paths, crosswalks, and traffic patterns near schools. The survey is open until June 8th. You can find it on the Village of Port Edwards Facebook page. Also in Port Edwards, it's story time with Kathy McGrath at El Cafe on Saturday. Bring the kiddos from 10 to 10:45 for story time, and at the end, kids can enter the teddy bear raffle. This little cuddle bear is looking for a forever home, and only the children that attend story time will be able to enter. Someone's taken the teddy home on Saturday, June 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111 to 110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with a quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, calm and comfortable with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s and a chance of showers and maybe a small thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, some spotty sprinkles tomorrow morning, more scattered showers could pop up tomorrow afternoon, and partial sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a Bar Band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. Phew, we've made it yet another week in the books. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we are 1 week into Civic Media's statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. We're giving away $100 or Brewers tickets every day in the 4 o'clock hour. And when you enter, you are also entered to win not just the prizes that we're giving away for the 4 o'clock hour, but one of our grand prizes, which includes a getaway to Wisconsin Dells, or as I lovingly like to call it, Wis Vegas, as well as Door County, one of my favorite places on the planet. We even give you gas money so that you do not have to spend any of your green. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the word of the hour to start us off on Friday. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Text it in. You will be immediately entered to win. Remember, you've got to text it in using the Civic Media app, which you can get wherever you get your apps from. It is free. Don't text in the regular way. Got to text in using the app. The word of the hour is green, G-R-E-E-N, as in boy, I am so happy to be seeing more green around my neighborhood as we kick off the summer. We're finally in June. Here's what I wanted to talk about. There's been a lot of news that has broken over the past week. We had Congressman Mark Pocan on yesterday talking about the big, brutal bill, talking about the lies that are told by Mike Johnson and OMB Director Russell Vogt. Heartless. The bill is cruel. That has been happening. You're going to want to keep an eye on what starts to pop off late next week. We are already behind schedule for where the Senate should be in its reconciliation process, trying to make the House bill match the Senate bill. A little bit more dissension in the Senate. They haven't really gotten any momentum going on any of the important elements of the reconciliation bill, meaning the Medicare trigger that will likely result in half a trillion in Medicare cuts. They haven't been able to move forward or have a meeting of the minds with the MAGA regime in the House on the cuts to Medicaid or emergency food assistance or even the ACA. And of course, we had this week a bunch of Republicans saying, well, I didn't even read the bill. Oops-a-daisy, I didn't know that the bill prohibited us from regulating anything related to AI for a decade. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene's little tidbit this week, which just, this is what has become of this dysfunctional MAGA regime barely controlled Congress is that they are so accustomed to not being able to get anything done. They don't want to have hearings. They don't want to talk about things out in the open, that basically what ends up happening is that they craft bills in the middle of the night. They sort of debate them. But the ultimate legislative package is this thing that no one can read because they're up on these self-imposed deadlines, so nobody actually reads it. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene and others are saying, well, I wouldn't have voted for this big, brutal bill had I actually known what was in it. What universe are we in? We had Joni Ernst saying, go ahead and die, y'all, the modern-day equivalent of Marie Antoinette. So much happening. But this happened as well, and I haven't had a chance yet this week to talk about it, and I think it's extraordinarily important. Donald Trump had a phone call with Vladimir Putin on, let's see, this would have been Wednesday, so just 2 days ago. And it was about Ukraine. And then he posted about it on Truth Social. He deleted that post because somebody told him, made him sound like a patsy, and like he doesn't know what the hell is going on in this world. So I wanted to be sure that we all actually clocked his Truthy Social post. Here's what our president, Donald Trump, said after he talked with Russian president and dictator Vladimir Putin. Said this on Wednesday. I just finished speaking by telephone with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. The call lasted approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes. We discussed the attack on Russia's docked airplanes by Ukraine, and also various other attacks that have been taking place by both sides. Side note, remember that weird Oval Office meeting, the abomination that was, where Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who has said on the record numerous times, I don't care what happens in Ukraine, J.D. Vance, the ultimate isolationist. That meeting, while Volodymyr Zelensky was sitting in that meeting, he knew that Ukraine was planning this massive attack while Donald Trump is telling him how, you don't have any cards. Where's the card? I don't know what the heck he was saying. But can you imagine like the thought bubble above Volodymyr Zelensky's head? Like this fool has no idea what's actually going on. Anyways, let me get back to the Truthy Social post. It was a good conversation, the president wrote, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. Peace, of course, that Donald Trump promised on day one. He continues, President Putin did say, and very strongly, that they will have to respond to the recent attack on the airfields. This is, by the way, Russia propaganda. This is what he literally took the page out of the Russian propaganda book and then retruthed it out to everyone in the world. Like, that is what Donald Trump is doing. but here's where it gets really insane. Trump truthed this. We also discussed Iran and the fact that time is running out on Iran's decision pertaining to nuclear weapons, which must be made quickly. I stated to President Putin that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And on this, I believe we were in agreement. President Putin suggested that he will participate in the discussions with Iran and that he could perhaps be helpful in getting this brought to a rapid conclusion. It is my opinion that Iran has been slow walking their decision on this very important matter, and we will need it to blah, 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 blah. Dear Donald Trump, do you know that Iran and Russia are allies? Did you not catch that bit? That Russia sells Iran oil. Oil provides munitions and other military support to Russia because Russia isn't actually winning the war against Ukraine, that Russia doesn't have some massive counterattack planned. Do you not know this? What is this man talking about? He literally has no flipping clue. This is so disturbing. The fact that someone had to call up Trump and be like, you need to delete the Truth Social post because it makes you look like a moron, wrote this. We also discussed Iran. I stated to Putin that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And on this, I believe that we were in agreement. No, Donald, you're being manipulated and pushed around the chessboard like a literal pawn of the dictator also known as President Vladimir Putin. But if you were worried about that in our nation's counterterrorism and intelligence capabilities, not to worry, because guess who is now running the Department of Homeland Security Terrorism Prevention Unit? Literally, this stuff makes my head want to explode. The guy that is now running the Terrorism Prevention Unit for the Department of Homeland Security under Ice Barbie Christy Nome is a 22-year-old recent college graduate. Are you flipping kidding me? He's 22. And if you haven't checked out the photograph of this guy, his name is Thomas Fugate. It's Fugaz, if you know what I'm saying, that Fugate is running the terrorism prevention unit in DHS. Fugate is Fugaz. What? I have nothing but the best people. Except for this 22-year-old, I guess he was working, I don't know, I heard, read it, I think someone was saying he worked in a grocery store like a year ago. What is even happening? Please, as you're rolling into your Friday weekend, not while you're driving, if you're listening to me while you're driving, but go Google Thomas Fugate and his official DHS photo. You know, Donald Trump, his new White House photo came out, and he's got all the shadowing, and it kind of looks like his mugshot, and he's got his eyebrow up in the air. I think I need to start taking photos for our merch store with my, like, one eyebrow up in the air. It's very, very intimidating. Fugate is a Fugazed picture as well on his official government photo with the eyebrow-raised thing. He looks so ridiculous. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. This is what's going on. These are the great people that Donald Trump has got leading our critical governmental agencies. And remember what I talked about, gee whiz, was it on Tuesday? It was on Tuesday with Jim Santel. How do you know you're getting conned by a politician? And what are some of the indicia of that? And we talked about having these ridiculous people in positions. They're so incompetent, they have no way of actually understanding what their job is, more importantly, isn't, or the legal boundaries around what their duties are, so they have no ability to respond either truthfully or in good faith because they legit don't get it. They're like not at the experience or smarts level to understand their jobs, and they're certainly in no position to ever say no to the orange in chief. Right. And if that's true, and because of how compromised and out of touch the MAGAverse is, the MAGA regime is, people that take these jobs can never work anywhere else. They can't no one that is a legitimate, serious person is going to be like, give me Fugate, the Fugaz guy with the eyebrow raised photo that was 22 running a terrorism unit in DHS. That's not a thing. Nobody's hiring that guy. Unless it's within the MAGA regime somewhere else. And again, that's in the bubble. It is so frustrating to me that this is where we are at. And as if the absurdities with the Fugazed Fugate and the Fugazed phone call with Putin weren't enough this week, did you miss that Donald Trump, in, I don't know, like the last few days, retruthed a nutty conspiracy theory that Joe Biden was actually executed in 2020, and all we've been seeing is some, I don't know, AI cloned robot version of Joe Biden. That's retruth that. Put that out there. Announce this investigation. I've got this page of all of the nonsense. You know what we should do is, in our pursuit of reducing fraud, waste, and abuse, is we should devote a crap load of governmental resources to this wingnut conspiracy theory that we're not actually seeing Joe Biden. It's not really Joe Biden. It's a clone. It's a drone. It's a mirage. That's what Donald Trump is doing. I can put this one to rest. I met Joe Biden in December. He was very real. very much alive, very much wished me a Merry, Merry Christmas. Just saying. That was a thing. It wasn't a mirage. We're going to come back on the other side. I got some more head-scratching news from the week that I want to share with each and every one of you. Happy Friday, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's finally June. It is finally Friday. The Brewers have finally been putting some wins together. Things are looking up despite all the craziness coming out of the MAGAverse and Washington, D.C., as well as the state capitol this week. Big thanks to all of my fabulous guests this week, especially Congressman Mark Pocan. And if you were wondering and wanting to get the lowdown on what the heck went wrong in the negotiations between Governor Evers and the MAGA regime here in the state of Wisconsin, I got just the guy to help us understand what's going down. Dan Schaefer, author of the Recombobulation editor, author of the Recombobulation Area and political editor here at Civic Media, is going to be joining me at the top of the hour to break down the budget developments. So be sure to keep it locked here to hear what Dan has got to say to enlighten us. This is, since we got a Brewers game going on this afternoon, know lots of people are out there tailgating and having fun. I thought I would share a little bit of weird, wonky baseball news with you. Big credit to Craig Calstrera, who runs I forget the exact title of his daily newsletter. I think it's called Cup of Coffee. He has this interesting mix of really nerdy baseball news and also a little political overlay. So, of course, that is definitely coming into my inbox every day. So he picked up this story, and so credit due to Craig. I think everybody heard, especially if you're a baseball fan, that Pete Rose, he had a lifetime ban from baseball from the Hall of Fame, which recently was lifted by baseball MLB commissioner Rob Manfred. Well, did you know that Commissioner Manfred just this past week came out and said that he did that because Donald Trump told him to? So the commissioner of Major League Baseball is basically taking orders from conspiracy theorist and orange man in chief, Donald Trump. Here's a reporting from Craig Calcaterra. He says this: the moment that Trump posted about Pete Rose a couple months ago, I called it. Rob Manfred was going to try to cater to him. President Donald Trump's support of Pete Rose was among the factors weighed by Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred when he decided last month that permanent bans by the sport ended with death, which allows the career hits leader Pete Rose to be considered for the Hall of Fame. Here's what Manfred said, and this is pretty bananas. Quote, the president was one of a number of voices that was supportive of the idea that this was the right decision. Obviously, I have respect for the office and the advice that he gave, I paid attention to, but a lot of other people weighed in on the topic as well. I'm sorry, dear MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, my respectful suggestion to you is that you do not take advice about the professional sport of baseball nor the Hall of Fame from a man who has never caught a fly ball, pitched a ball, thrown a ball, and certainly could not even hit a single in the major leagues. Why are you taking direction from Donald Trump other than to suck up and kiss up? It doesn't make any sense. And even if you did, even if that was like part of what went into your brain to make this decision, why in the hell would you say anything about it publicly? Because you're kissing up. And I don't know about you, but the idea that the commissioner of Major League Baseball, a guy that makes, I think, probably like tens of millions of dollars every year, is sucking up to the president of the United States for what reason exactly? Like, what's in it for Manfred other than, ooh, Donald Trump likes me now? It just, this is one of those other like insane pieces of news that really kind of makes you go, I came across something else this week that I wanted to share with you all. I came across this on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn, except it's under Margaret Dawn. You can look me up on LinkedIn. I often spout off and share my unedited thoughts on LinkedIn. You can also, of course, find at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and the Book of Faces. And, of course, you can watch this fine program on Civic Media's YouTube channel. I found, and Calvin, I don't know if you've got this ready to go, so I'm going to cue this up with you. This is the awkward Jesus bit. Awkward Jesus bit. And while Calvin does that, I'm going to take this opportunity to again remind everyone that you're going to want to text the word, what is it? Green, G-R-E-E-N, in to Civic Media via our fabulous app that you can get for free wherever you get your app stores. Frascani Summer Text to Win Statewide Texting Contest. The word for this hour is green, G-R-E-E-N. We'll give away either Brewers tickets or $100 in this hour, and you will be entered to win a grand prize, a couple of getaways, Wisconsin Dells and Door County. Let's take a listen to this. And let me just say this. I don't mean to offend. If I do, please forgive me. But let's take a listen.
Truly, I say unto you, whoever welcomes one of these little ones in my name might be letting in a murderer or a drug. Let's get her to a detention center, you know, so we can figure out what's going on. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. And behold, now I'm all lazy and entitled. You shouldn't have done that. Do unto others as you suspect they might want to do unto you. What is a man profited if he gain the whole world but lose his soul? A lot. He has profited a lot. One soul for the whole world, that is an amazing deal. Why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye but ignore the plank in your own? Because of her emails. Yes.
Her emails. This one goes, we'll find a place to play the entire thing for you next week, but I got a chuckle out of it. Hope it brought you a Friday afternoon chuckle. We got to take care of a little bit of business here, but we'll be back on the other side. You're going to want to keep it locked. We're having a little Friday relaxation here on the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced 98 schools have earned Wisconsin Schools Recognition Honors for the 2023-24 school year. Among them are several schools in Wisconsin Rapids. The Schools of Recognition program recognizes Title I schools who've made significant steps forward in student growth and achievement. In the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District, Grove, Howe, and Mead Elementary Schools received recognition as high-impact schools. They are among the 70 schools receiving this recognition who serve a high percentage of economically disadvantaged students. If you own property on Lake Camelot, you have a chance to make your voice heard. The Lake Camelot Property Owners Association is seeking 4 new board members. You'll be able to engage in meaningful decision-making to enhance the neighborhood you live in. The deadline to apply is June 14th. You can find out more at lakecamelot.org. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be recovering American flags from the graves of veterans tomorrow. Everyone is invited to help collect these flags on Saturday, June 7th, starting at 10 a.m. You can meet up with the group at the Forest Hill Mausoleum on Spring Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll work until all the flags have been collected. Many hands make light work. This weekend is the Pioneer Festival at Historic Point Boss. You can travel back in time to visit the 1800s right here in Wood County. You'll see the way pioneers lived, hear the stories, taste the homemade ice cream, and smell the campfires. This event is open to the whole family. The cost is $5 for adults and $3 for students. Members of Historic Point Boss and preschoolers are free. Food and beverage is available Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a couple of showers and storms and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. Right now it's 73.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Everybody, happy, happy Friday and happy summer. We're finally in June. Don't blink because the summer may pass you by, but don't worry. While we still have it and the weather's decent, Civic Media's got you covered. It is the Wisconsin Sconny Summer Statewide Text to Win giveaway here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day this week and all of next week in the 4 o'clock hour, I drop a word to win. You need to text that to me, not the old fashioned way. You need to text it to me using the Civic Media app, which you can get for free wherever you like to get your apps. Text me the word to win. You will get an immediate confirmatory response text, and we will give away daily prizes in the 4 o'clock hour. You will also be entered to win one of our fabulous grand prizes, including getaways to Wisconsin Dells, which is like Wis Vegas, let's be honest. It's a bunch of fun, casinos included, water parks, all the good things, as well as a getaway to Door County. We even throw in gas money, so it's going to be all fun and new mun, meaning money for you. Here is the word of the day. Please text it in and have some fun on Civic Media. All of the rules for the contesting you can find at civicmedia.us. Word of the hour today on the Maggie Dawn Show is green, as in you don't have to spend any of your green. We pay for it. G-R-E-E-N. So that's good thing number one, but I'm so glad Terry Barr's on vacation, a well-deserved one. So I've got my friend Greg Gunderson here with me for a little what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. And we have a special guest today. Tell us more, Greg.
Good afternoon, Maggie. Thank you so much for having me. When you and I started this, a couple months ago already now, time sure does fly. You mentioned that we wanted to chat with people from within the Civic Media Network. You and I both civic employees, of course. And immediately I thought, okay, just on the other side of this building that I'm in every day is, I'll go straight there. A semi-professional cornhole player, bags player, whatever term you want to use, whatever is deemed polite enough. Joel Karnick, our own WCQM morning guy up here in Park Falls. And not only that, a semi-professional bags player in association with, knowing very well, a pro bags player, his own son, Blake Karnick. Joel, how's it going today?
It's going good. Summer's good for bags players. That way we don't have to find a place to throw. We can just throw in our backyard. We can throw in the parking lot of the local supermarket, wherever we want to do it. It's wonderful.
So, Joel, you're the bags player in residence today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. But that said, you're also the only guy doing that here on the crew. You're also a radio veteran. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Joel Karnick, first of all?
38 years in radio. Way back. I started when I was two. A lot of years in radio. Worked Minneapolis, worked Iowa, Minnesota, and now glad 25 years here in northern Wisconsin. It's become my new home up here in Park Falls. So a lot of years in radio. I felt like I was kind of born to do it, because my dad gave me jobs when I was a kid in the summer, and I wasn't very good at any of them, painting fences, pulling nails from boards. So I figured I better find something else. And radio, it ended up being radio.
You know, I wonder if that's something else we have in common, Joel. Lazy kids make great radio hosts as adults. No comment on anybody else in the room, just you and me.
I was just going to say that I have no idea what I'm doing on radio because I'm a wee bit of a workaholic myself over here. It's funny that you mentioned cornhole and parking lots. That is sort of baked into Wisconsin summer culture, I think. Just yesterday, it was super lovely outside. Grabbed a couple of my friends. I'm like, let's go to the DQ, the brazier, right? And does anybody know why some of them? Anyways, I've digressed. We went to the DQ near Whitefish Bay here in Milwaukee. Right next door is the Aliotto's, a very popular, famous restaurant spot. And what did they have? Entire parking lot was shut down for what?
Bang.
Cornhole. It was. I wanted to hop in one of the games, but I didn't want to tick anybody off who might be, you know, semi-professional like you are. How does one, like, is there a designation of like semi-professional cornhole, or do you just sort of self-appoint, Joel?
You're either a pro or you're not a pro, basically. Some people will give themselves titles, but there is a pro status for cornhole in the American Cornhole League and the American Cornhole Organization, and you have to go through an extensive process to get that. So either you are or you aren't. A lot of people think I am a pro or semi-pro because I play with my son a lot, and yeah, my son drags me to the top, to the podium, to a lot of things, and they're like, well, you must be a pro too. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just grabbing the coattails of my son here, and we're riding it to the medal stand.
So you're a free rider is what you're telling me. You're just riding the wave of your son's pro bag throwing. I have to tell you, I am extraordinarily competitive, and I have no bags technique at all. Like, I'm not sure if I'm like a spinner or the flopper. Everybody's got their different way of throwing. So are there actual like bag tossing different techniques, Joel? My inquiring mind wants to know because my bag game is pretty crappy.
Well, everything. I mean, the technique is pretty similar with it's kind of like a baseball. A hitter in baseball, where you look at hitters, and everybody's pretty close to the same with little tweaks here and there. So there's basics to it. In fact, my son and I started, I think it's about 4 years ago, we put a couple of instructional videos out on YouTube. Just
guess
to see
what
how
I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, we did a Northern Wisconsin cornhole instructional video, and it just absolutely took off. I mean,
no kidding.
And we did about 20 or 25 videos, and we've got hundreds of thousands of views on these because people like you, Maggie, they go on YouTube and say, how do I spin the bag? How do I yada yada? And there it is. It's a timeless video that kind of helps people. So that's kind of that brought my son and I together, those videos. And now we don't do them anymore because we kind of think we've done them all, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I have a suggestion then, Joel, because I'm going to be looking for the how do you throw really great bags without, and by the way, bags, you get that, bags. How do you throw really good bags? Because I'm from here. How do you throw good bags while never setting your beer or other adult beverage down? Because there's like some people, which side of the board do you go to? Are you stepping? Are the feet stationary? For me,
it's
my thought was.
Yeah, it's a counterweight thing, Maggie.
That's
it's
what
beer
I think. Instead of holding the bags, the beer, which means I need a mostly full, consistently full beverage. So somebody needs to be filling that back up. My theory was always like, don't change it up too much, Maggie. Do the same thing every time until you get some rhythm going.
And there is one. There's one professional cornhole. Cornhole player's name is Adam Hissner. He's very, very good. And he is known for a drink in one hand and he throws with the other. It's always a mystery of what's in there. So if you search Adam Hissner on YouTube, you'll see him holding a drink and he's really, really good at it. Really good at it.
I'm very much doing because this is just the kind of nerdy, wonky way that I would like to spend my time on the weekends. Now, Gray, are you a big cornholer? Do you enjoy a good game of bags?
I do enjoy it, but I found I've probably put in a little more time with horseshoes, and there is a little crossover there. You can sense the overlap, but it leads me astray because I end up throwing those things way harder
further
than I have to. Yeah, absolutely. Joel, by the way, I just wanted to mention to you, like I said, I've been talking to Maggie for weeks. I have not seen her lean forward like this. I know that she is being honest
so
with you.
So into the bags! Like,
she is watching that right as this show wraps up. I know it. I picked the right guest.
Well, I mean, the sport itself took off kind of pre-pandemic, and then pandemic helped it a lot. People actually would have contests, virtual contests, where they would stand in their own yard and throw four bags, and somebody in California would throw four bags, and it kind of took off.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and there's pro cornhole leagues, obviously, now, too. We have cornhole players all over the state of Wisconsin. I mean, in Madison, the Mad City Cornhole Group is huge. They play at Pooley's every Monday night, and they've got pro players there, Colin Powers, Steve Schrader's from Green Bay, and they've got the Kufis boys from Milwaukee. And my son was a pro. There's a lot of pros that travel all around the country and play, against top competition. And it's very competitive. It scratches that competitive itch. And my son hung it up about a year ago to get his master's degree in college because he came to the quick realization that at some point he needed to make real money.
But there's no like millions in professional cornhole playing. No, I'm shocked. I say
there's not millions. There's enough to pay the bills. Maybe that's for a lot of people. There are some people that are making a little bit more than that. Maybe enough to make a living, but it's very difficult. Most people got to have a side job besides.
So I have also played washers when I lived in Indiana. I played a ton of washers, incidentally, and in the vein of good Midwestern recreational traditions. We would play washers in between our co-ed softball games on tournament weekends. It was like when you'd play a game, then you'd go play washers, and then you'd go play another game. I won't get into how the quality of both play, both softball play and washer play, may have gone down over the course of a blistering 95-degree hot summer day with just a couple of adult sudsy beverages. I got indoctrinated into washers, which I had never played before I lived in Indiana for a little bit over a year. I don't think washers are all that big in Wisconsin. Am I mistaken? I see place bocce, horseshoes, bags. That's what I see the most of.
Yeah, you're right. And those are the big ones. And it's just the human nature, I think. Whatever sport comes out, it just turns highly competitive. Pickleball started out as, hey, there's a fun little game to play that you don't have to run as much. And now we have national pickleball tournaments where people are fighting each other on the court. So we're just kind of naturally competitive. And cornhole's kind of that way, too. Not that we're fighting each other, but just highly, highly competitive. And the number of establishments, bars, and places that have cornhole tournaments now, and they'll have in the rules no pros. They'll have in the rules certain. They want to keep it to what it was because they don't want some hotshot pro coming in and taking all their money, basically. So
I think you and I have talked about this before. One of my dear, dear, dear friends, a famous bartender at the famous Echo Tap in Madison. If there was a guy that was able to carve a very nice livelihood out of what I'm going to call these bar recreational games, he did it with pool and darts, ended up being professionally graded on both of those. I only beat him once in darts. I still talk about this because it was like the highlight of all of my darts playing experiences. But maybe your kid could, you got to combine these, non-joint impactful alcohol adjacent recreational activities to maybe cobble together more than just, hand to mouth with the cornhole exclusively. And the upside, the darts in the pool, That's an all year, recreational activity, but good fun. Joel, tell us where folks, if they're up in the WCQM area in Park Falls, where can they hear your morning show stylings?
You can hear it on 98.3 FM and 98qcountry.com, and obviously on the Civic Media app. I'm on mornings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. Do a lot of localized stuff that affects Northern Wisconsin, Park Falls. And it's just good local hometown radio. We had a half-hour interview yesterday with our track qualifiers. So we just talked with the coach.
Amazing.
And just localized, hyper-localized stuff up here at 98qcountry.com or 98.3 FM.
Well, Joel, if you want to listen to the discussion that Gray and I carry on the other side, I've got a pretty funny story for you about qualifying for the state cross country finals when I was in high school. Let's just suffice it to say the 6-footers who play rugby and basketball and maybe a little bit of boxing that weren't really built for distance, it makes for some good comedy when you end up qualifying for your state finals in cross country. My personal goal was not last. We discuss on the other side with Gray some other good fun news from up north in Gray's neck of the woods for today's installment of What's Good Local and Overlooked. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. Happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. A little bit of an extended version of What's Good Local and Overlooked with a special guest co-host for this. I'm going to call it a co-host for this. His name is Greg Gunderson. He's coming to me from his neck of the woods up in Park Falls and WCQM. Thanks for spending more time with me, Gray. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, as always.
We just finished having a most engaging and inspiring discussion with your colleague at WCQM, Joel Karnick, about cornhole and professional cornhole playing. Joel shared with us right before the segment's end that one of his many claims to fame is that he did play-by-play for a cross-country state meet, which I'm just going to give Joel mad props for doing that. I'm not sure how one would. But I had a bit of a self-effacing, quite funny story about cross-country back in high school for me that I wanted to share with you all. And then I know, Gray, you've got a couple of other cool things that are going on up in your neck of the woods that we wanted to share with everybody. In a nutshell, I ran cross country to get in shape for basketball season when I was in high school at Rufus King High School for the College Bound Go Generals here in Milwaukee. So I have never been a super fast runner. My dad, like, he still runs like 3-4 times a week in his 80s. He was always the runner guy. I'm not really built for that. You stand me up next to somebody who does serious distance running, I'm doing my own thing. Like, that is not me. That is not what I look like. But again, it was really helpful to help get in shape for basketball season. I had a fabulous coach in high school, Larry Gardner, currently does strength and conditioning work with MSOE. So hey to Coach Gardner. You're still part of my athletic memory bank. And I can still hear you telling us to do plyometric drills for fast twitch muscles so that you have them alongside your slow twitch muscles. In any case, one of our best runners got injured, and she had qualified for state. So they just go down the list. And I was the next one that had a minimally qualifying time, but was the next fastest from our high school. So I was tapped to go run. I told Coach Gardner, I just don't want to be last. My fragile ego cannot take the embarrassment of being last. So please, no last. Larry said, no problem. We'll work out. We'll make sure you're not last. Bless you, Larry, for all of that help and extra time investment. It was like, you know, being in a class for someone's a little bit behind all the other students. That was me with the cross country. So we go to the meet. I think it was in Madison somewhere, and it rained cats and dogs. So you walk the course, and it's just mud pits, lots of hills. But at the very end of the course, there was this, you run up this huge hill, make a hard left turn. You go right down the hill, pretty steep incline. And then there is a hairpin U-turn coming out of those woods. And then you're in open field, and it's you and the chute and the finish line. So me huffing up the hill, and it's me and two other gals at the end. No one else is in sight. We are the last three runners, right? And we're slogging up this hill. Now, hills were a bit of, if I had one good thing, use my good legs to help propel me up the hill and pass my competitors. So I could hear Coach Gardner cheering me on. Came up over that like hairpin turn left, and now we're going down the hill. Well, I took about two steps going down the hill, and what happened? Feet went out on my butt, slid down the entire hill, which, just as a point of fact, fast moving mud in cross country shorts. These are not things that you want coming together, least of which at the very end of a race. And you will not, probably not believe this, but it legit happened. I grabbed onto a birch, yes, a Wisconsin birch tree at the bottom of that massive hill that I was sliding down at top speed, grabbed the tree with my right hand and literally got like whipped around the tree and spit out into the open field with the chute about 50 yards away. And there's Coach Gardner, and of course, my entire rest of my team, including all of the other female cross country runners, because they'd been done for a while and had cooled off. And they're all screaming. And there was one chick about 15 yards ahead of me, and I caught her. So I wasn't last. I wasn't even second last. I was third last with shorts full of mud. So looking good, but not last. It was an absolutely ridiculous experience.
I'm hearing yakety sax, Maggie. I'm picturing Warner Brothers closes. Like, did the Roadrunner go by meep meep after that?
Like, that's what it felt like, except it was the Roadrunner with like drawers full of mud. You know what I'm saying? It was so ridiculous.
I was envisioning Christmas Vacation Chevy Chase on the
yes.
Saucer.
Absolutely.
Right across the highway.
Hanging from the roof, maybe. I was there too, Joel, right with you. Okay, we all have embarrassing sports stories, though. I'm 100% in my basketball shooting career. I played for 1 year. I took one shot. I made it, and they never let me shoot again. So, like, I'll keep that brief. Like, they knew I was that bad at basketball. They broke those rules for me. I think I think if anybody sits down long enough, did you play a sport? Okay, tell me about that horrifying memory that you haven't thought about in 10 years, because it's there. It's there. Maybe nobody saw, but you were there in the corner of the gym.
You were there. You saw. You felt the shame of your missteps or lack of prowess in given sporting activity. Yeah, that one I will never live down. And in fact, when I ran into Larry many moons ago at MSOE's fabulous gym, the Kern Center, we had a yuck. We had a little chuckle about that event because it was one for the memory books. And of course, I've told too many stories, which I do with Terry every time she does what's good, local, and overlooked. And we are coming up on time. I just want to say big, big thanks and happy weekend to my friends Joel Karnak and Gray Gunderson from WCQM Park Falls, my colleagues here at Civic Media. Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. The same to each and every one of you. Remember the word. Get it in one last time before the afternoon is out. The word to win in Civic Media's Scouting Summer Giveaway is green, G-R-E-E-N, G-R-E-E-N. Text it in right now before the hour runs out via the Civic Media app, and we'll hook you up with some fabulous summer prizes. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. At a press conference this afternoon, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced they unsealed a two-count indictment against Kilmer Abrego-Garcia.
Abrego-Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice.
CBS's Nicole Skanga on the charges.
A Tennessee grand jury put forth two counts, conspiracy to transport aliens that is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and additional fines, as well as count two here, unlawful transportation of undocumented aliens.
Scott McFarlane reports the administration was facing pressure from the Supreme Court to carry out his swift return.
A judge ordered Abrego-Garcia's return many weeks ago because he was mistakenly deported by the administration's acknowledgement. The administration said they couldn't get him back. He was in a Salvadoran detention facility. Today shows they can get him back from El Salvador to face federal criminal charges in Nashville.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.